Sexual harassment can have many forms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ashwini Tambe, associate professor in the Department of Women's Studies at the University of Maryland, examines why we should not lump everything together into one category.
What is sexual coercion? We're living through a watershed cultural moment. Sexual harassment victims have disrupted legal channels for seeking justice and are effectively using social media to place pressure on celebrities. Yet the rapid toppling of celebrities has led us to conflate different types of troubling behavior into a single problem we call sexual harassment. There are at least three kinds of behavior lumped together: predatory sex, exhibitionism, and transactional sex. The first two are coercive, but the third not always so. Predatory sex is easy to identify. Dr. Larry Nassar's fondling and penetrating girls under his care, and Roy Moore's alleged pursuit of 14 and 16-year-old girls. Exhibitionism is to forcibly expose oneself in public or semi-public contexts. For instance, Charlie Rose allegedly appeared nude before a colleague, and Louis C.K. asked his colleagues to watch him masturbate. They both display a common mistake that men in power make. They think their institutional power makes them sexually attractive. This mistake is also at the root of some transactional sex. Harvey Weinstein promised film roles in exchange for sex. Transactional sex is sometimes seen as non-coercive because a person gets something in exchange for sex. Indeed, if a person wants to transact in sex, it can be non-coercive. But a key feminist insight is that coercion can still work in seemingly consensual ways. Coercion is not just a matter of whether someone says yes or no to your request. It hinges on whether you have power over that person to shape their decision. Under what conditions can that person say no? Might they interpret your request as force or even as a threat? The crucial thumb rule to follow is, if he or she faces negative consequences for saying no, then your request is coercive.
That was Ashwini Tambe of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.